Who cares? This is the Carson's Court Show, reporting live in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Outside today, it's a beautiful low 60 day outside, so excuse the noise, but we are outside in Virginia Beach today. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, Spotify, Beaker. Welcome to the Carson's Court Show on a great, great Saturday in Virginia Beach. I know I normally don't do a podcast on Saturday, but it's wild card weekend. I want to hit that. I want to hit the news out of Dallas and a few other little things. Today might be a little bit shorter than the most podcasts, but it is Saturday, and I'm doing this mainly because it is wild card weekend. Let me start off with saying this. A lot of great games today. Houston, Buffalo, we're going to run through them all. We're going to pick them all. And then Wednesday, this coming up Wednesday, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick the divisional rounds. And then we'll let the divisional rounds pour out next. And then next week, I'll end up picking the Super Bowl matchup. I've said it before on the show. I'll say it again, and you know, things could change by then. But let me start off with this. I'm gonna name the best AFC and NFC wild card contender that has a chance to make a playoff run. That means if you're in the AFC, win today and be competitive against either Kansas City or Baltimore. So let me start off with saying this. I think it's going to be in the AFC Buffalo. Buffalo. I think Buffalo, look, they can move the offense. They really can. They can pass. They can rush. They have a chance to go to Kansas City or Baltimore. If Tennessee wins, and they win, they'll go into Kansas City. Tennessee then would go to Baltimore. But I'm going to end up picking in this pick. I think in the AFC, the best wild card team and the one with the most potential to do make a playoff run would be, in my opinion, Buffalo. I think that if they win today, I think it's really well. I'm going to say Buffalo's going to win today. I'm going to say that's my prediction. And I'm going to have Buffalo be competitive against Baltimore. Now, I told you, for the night game, I'm actually going to pick New England. It's in Foxborough. It might be competitive, but I'm going to pick New England to go to Kansas City, and I'm going to pick Buffalo to go to Baltimore. In the NFC, let's turn to the NFC now. All right, great, great teams. New Orleans. Minnesota or Seattle, all right? Seattle's going to get tested pretty well going to Philadelphia. Minnesota will get tested also pretty well by going to New Orleans. Now, New Orleans, and I know, you know, the easier team's Philly. I understand that, but I'm not too concerned about what team's easier here. I'm more concerned about the fan base. Philly has a more noise-level fan base than New Orleans. So in my opinion, Seattle's going to get tested slightly more than Minnesota. But because of the matchups, I'm going to have to go with Seattle. I think Seattle will have. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to pick Seattle. I just think Seattle has the potential for the two wild cards in the NFC to go. The two wild cards in the NFC. In my opinion, I'm going to say that Seattle has a better. Only because I feel like New Orleans is better than Philadelphia. That's the only reason why I'm going to pick Seattle to make a playoff run. Now, in the NFC, my predictions for tomorrow would be New Orleans and Minnesota. New Orleans with a comfortable win. I think maybe not as comfortable as a lot of people think. I don't think it's going to be a 35-0 game here, folks. I don't think it's going to be a... I think it's going to be more like maybe a 17-3 game, Minnesota. I mean, excuse me, New Orleans. So I'm going to say New Orleans is going to win. New Orleans is then would be going to Green Bay. And I'm going to say that... this is very tough. Again, Seattle's a high-powered team. I like what Philadelphia has done. I think Philadelphia has a chance, but I can't bet against... I can't not pick Seattle. I think Philly has a chance. Look at the fan base, but I'm going to have to pick Seattle in this game. And I'm going to say it's really going to be close, maybe 20-17 Seattle. Alright, well, let's switch into this. There's my predictions for next week, and I'm going to say... New England goes to Kansas City, Buffalo goes to Baltimore. In the NFC, I'm going to say New Orleans goes to Green Bay, and Seattle then would play the famous 49ers. All right, well, let's switch into this. Big news. I believe it's confirmed. Huge news. Outside Dallas. Dallas will move on without their coach. Huge news. And this is exactly what I thought. Alright, now here's when I question if this coach deserves to be fired. Or I question if this coach deserves another chance. I said before this happened, I said Jacksonville Jaguars coach, he needs to stay. Because he got Jacksonville to an AFC conference championship game just a few years ago. So that tells you it's not the coach. Because the coach got him to the AFC championship. It must be the players. Dallas, that is not, I wish I could say it was the same story for Dallas, but I just can't. Dallas has complete talent, but I question when I do this. I say, does this team have zero talent, or is there something else there? For Jacksonville, they just have zero talent, all right? I mean, yeah, they got Nick Foles, they're a rebuilding team. For Dallas, they have talent. We know that. They got Prescott. They got Zeke. So, in my opinion, there's something else there, and that something else is the coaching staff for Dallas. All right, coming up on the Carson's Court Show, Lakers and Clippers. What I thought of the Lakers' performance last night against the Pelicans. Anthony Davis. Stay tuned for that and more on the Carson's Court Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. We have a live caller on the phone. Here is Mike. Mike is live in Virginia Beach. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. So, nice weather out there, isn't it?
Well, it depends on what part of the country you're in. I'm in Virginia Beach. Where are you at?
In Virginia Beach.
Oh, wow. It's a small world. Didn't realize that you were here. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
But I just wanted to see, did you have any predictions for us going into this weekend?
Well, I would say that I would keep an eye on New England. Everybody's writing them off, but I'm not so sure they're done.
Oh.
I have a feeling that they're going to be a lot tougher to beat than people think they are.
Yeah, I agree. And what about the Tom Brady thing? Do you think he's staying in New England, or is he going into free agency?
I think he'll stay. That's okay. What I think. But I don't know that for sure. I don't have any inside information. I don't see him playing for another team. I think New England's still going to want him. I think he's going to perform very well in the playoffs. And I think that'll make it easier for both sides to work out a deal for him to stay there.
All right. And what about the Cowboys? You know, they've had this coaching issue now for a while. What do you feel about them?
Well, they're going to move on from Jason Garrett. I just don't understand exactly why they haven't announced it. as such. But I think what they might do now is wait till January 14th. That's when Jason Garrett's contract is up. And once that's up, he'll just go away quietly. Okay. So rather than saying that they fired him, they'll just say they didn't renew his contract.
All right. Well, what about the issue with New Orleans and Minnesota? You know, do you think, are you one of them that think Minnesota's going to get crushed, or what's your point on that?
I would look for New Orleans to win that game. In fact, they're my favorite to win the Super Bowl. Well, that's a hard one. I think it's going to be them and Baltimore.
Okay.
And I think that's going to be one of the greatest matchups you can see.
Right. I mean, he's a great, both of those quarterbacks are great quarterbacks.
They are. Barring something unforeseen, barring an injury to one of the quarterbacks, I think those are the two teams that you're probably going to see in the Super Bowl.
All right. And what about the 49ers? You think, what's the future in hold?
They're a great team, and they got home field advantage now, so that's going to give them an edge, okay? But I still think that they're a better team. I still think that New Orleans is a better team.
Were you surprised that Pittsburgh didn't get into the playoffs?
I was surprised that they won as many games as they did. Okay, I picked them to go 9-7 even before Ben got hurt, and I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs even with Ben. And the fact that they won 8 games with the quarterbacks that they had, I think that's a great tribute to Mike Tomlin. That team never stopped trying, it never stopped playing hard. Their defense stepped up and did a really, really good job. If they had any kind of offense at all, they'd be in the playoffs.
Right, and the biggest surprise party with the coaching staff is the Redskins coach. You know how they got the old Carolina's coach? Do you think is that moving forward, is that a positive effect for the Redskins?
Ron Rivera is a great coach. I think it's a very positive effect. He took over the Carolina Panthers when they were 2-14, and 2 years later he had them in the Super Bowl. So do I think that's a good thing? Yes, I do. He'll surround himself with good people. The only thing I would say about the Redskins is Dan Snyder, the owner, needs to stay out of the way. He's got a good coach now. He needs to let the coaches do their job.
Right.
And if he does that, then I think the Redskins will be successful in the next few years.
And that's what we're seeing in a lot of these great franchises, New England and Pittsburgh. And now that the Redskins have the second overall pick in the draft, that's also a positive effect.
Sure it is. Yeah. Sure it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're the owner, you try to hire the best people you can find, okay? And once you find those people, then get out of the way and let them do their job, because that's why you hire them.
Right.
Okay? If you're going to meddle, if you're going to make the decisions as the owner, then why hire these people? You know, why hire them and pay them a lot of money if you're going to make the decisions anyway?
And one more question for you. Coming out of Philadelphia, you know, that's a team with a lot of injuries and a lot of, and it's honestly amazing that they're even in the playoffs. Is Seattle going to challenge them? You know, I mean, Seattle has a great offense. What are you getting out of that game?
Seattle's going to beat them. It'll be decisive. Philadelphia will be going home. The fans will be booing by the time the game is over. I think Philadelphia was kind of lucky to get where they are.
Right, especially with all the injuries they had.
Yeah, I'll give them credit. I mean, they played their hearts out, but they just don't have the weapons that Seattle does. Mm-hmm. Seattle's also going to be playing with a vengeance because they really wanted home field advantage. They're upset that they lost to San Francisco. They came within about 3 inches of winning the game. So they've got something to prove. And the same is true with New England. New England, here is what everybody is saying about them. They're going to be out to prove to the world that they still got what it takes to win.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to see Seattle do well. I think you're going to see New England do well. I think New England eventually goes to Baltimore, and I think Baltimore ends up winning that game. But I think New England's going to be a lot better team than people think.
And what about the... Coach of the Year. I mean, you got Pittsburgh, you got Buffalo. A lot of people think Buffalo is going to get it because, I mean, that's a great, great story. And some people think Philadelphia is going to get it.
How about the Packers? How about the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah.
How about them?
Yeah, they're the other team.
I think that's a great story. I don't think anybody saw Baltimore being as good as they are either.
My only concern with Green Bay is more than likely they're gonna get the Saints possibly, and I don't know if they can beat the Saints. That's the only.
But we're talking about Coach of the Year, okay?
Right.
They only judge that by the regular season, okay?
Right.
I think if Pittsburgh had gotten in the playoffs, and I think Mike Tomlin would be a top candidate, okay? But the fact that they didn't make the playoffs, I think, probably means he won't get that.
Oh, I agree with that. Unfortunately, I think Mike Tomlin's a great coach, but
yeah, it doesn't mean he didn't do a good job.
Right.
It just means he probably won't win that award.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being on the show today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you have a great day, all right?
Right. We'll talk next week. I'll let you know what I thought about what happened this week, and then we'll talk about what's going to happen next week.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds
Take
good.
Take care. Enjoy the games.
Thanks. You too.
Okay, all right. Bye.
Bye. We actually, speaking of people being on the show, we actually have a lot of live callers in the next week or so because of the playoffs and because of everything. I know we have at least one this week and maybe even two this week, and now that might make it three. But thanks for listening to the Carson's Court Show. Actually, coming up, I do want to touch on one other thing. Stay tuned for that on the Carson's Court Show. I'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. This is going to be a very quick series, very quick podcast, I guess. Lakers and Clippers, yes, the Lakers are good. Yes, the Clippers are good. But, and yes, the Milwaukee Bucks are good. But two things came to my point about the Lakers and Clippers on Christmas night. Lakers, they had a lot of injuries that day. And I do believe the Lakers and Clippers are close. I believe Milwaukee's a step behind. I do believe it'll be either the Lakers or Clippers that win the NBA Finals. Thanks for listening to the Carson's Court Show. You have a great rest of your weekend, great rest of your day. We'll talk on Monday. Have fun watching the games and enjoy Sunday. Talk later. And also enjoy the rest of the weekend. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everybody out there. We'll talk on Monday. Have a great rest of your day, weekend. Tell everyone you know about the Carson's Court Show. Thanks and have a great day.